work done.
I think it's the heads. Sure. They both have, they all have long heads.
Yeah, maybe. They do have long heads.
Mel Gibson's look better.
Yeah. I heard somewhere that a lot of famous people have big heads.
Wait, I heard that recently. Yeah,
big old heads.
A lot of
big
heads. People do. And I feel like a lot of them are way shorter than you think they are.
Like, right, yeah.
Because when I watched Peaky Blinders, for some reason in my mind, like Tommy Shelby was like 6'5".
Yeah,
yeah.
And then the more I watched it, I realized he was like shorter than all the other characters. And then I looked it up and he's like 5'10".
No.
And I was like, he's, that
he's
really...
shorter than that. No, he's like 5'7".
He's really short.
It just ruined it for me. For me, I still have to think that he's taller because he was my celebrity crush.
All those photos of him... It's like him next to people, and he's like an inch tall.
He's so little.
Who is?
Killian Murphy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's so much guy, shorter.
It's honestly the biggest tragedy
to Chris Hemsworth, Killian Murphy.
He's like a foot shorter than Chris Hemsworth.
Well, no, look. The biggest one is Ron Howard, who played Opie.
Okay, wait. Look at the guy second from the left's head that looks like a candy corn.
What is
with
that?
Hair on top.
Who
it
is
does.
That
is like a total triangle.
You know what? Nothing against short kings.
He kind of looks like Megamind.
The big short.
It just took away.
It just keeps getting bigger. Like, it just keeps going. Daddy. Yeah, wow. For real. Yeah.
Daddy. Oh, Simon Cowell.
Simon.
What's going on with that?
What happened?
I kind of like it.
You don't. It looks like someone, his face has been flattened. Like, you know, and something like get hit by a frying pan. Like he has no.
There's no Tom and Jerry episode.
Yeah, there's no topography on his face. It's all just one plane.
That is sad. Yeah, I do feel like usually like plastic surgery ends up taking away in the end, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe it starts good. There's a lot of bad ones. Like I've been watching Gilmore Girls and Lauren Graham.
Yeah.
She does it and just looks not good. It's so sad.
It is. And you wonder, like, what they would have looked just fine.
Yeah.
If they would have.
100%.
Yeah. Anyways, Meg Ryan, I think her career was ruined by it.
By plastic surgery?
Yeah. I do.
You can't move your face as well. It's not as good for actors because you can't actually make, like, good facial expressions.
I know, because I'm always kind of judging while I'm watching. What'd they say?
Yeah. So bad.
Yeah. The worst, and we may have talked about before, was the girl on Dirty Dancing, the lead.
Oh, I haven't seen
where she got a nose job, and you can't even tell it's her.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what's her name?
It's, I don't know. That's why. I don't know her name, because she did that.
Jennifer Grey?
Yep, Jennifer Grey.
Oh, it doesn't look that bad.
Like, look at the picture to the bottom middle. See that bottom middle?
Yeah.
That's what?
That's her.
And then she got her nose done.
She does look totally different.
She's got a honker. I mean, back in the day, it was a big old
schnoz.
Aw, she's cute.
I know.
Yeah,
she looks like a
nose.
Completely different person. Mm-hmm.
What else is she in?
That's a different
nose.
That's
wild.
That's a good question. She wasn't anything. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
About to find out.
Yeah, I don't know. That is wild.
Well, who is Sandra Bullock? I feel like she just keeps getting it.
Yeah, she does it.
And it just each progressively, it just gets worse.
Look at Gwen Shamblin. Look at that one. That's one of my favorites.
Gwen Shamblin.
She's here right there.
Have we talked about that on this podcast?
It may have been a while, but it's insane.
Okay, if you have not seen her documentary.
What's it called?
Starving for Salvation?
Something...
Gwen Shamblin was...
Are you talking about Starving for Salvation?
What is her...
I don't know the name of the show. Because she, back in the day, like in the 90s...
The Way Down.
Your mom, yeah, she used to have Way Down Workshop. And it was a like a diet thing where you eat, like, you take a peanut and you just eat, like, half of it. And you chew the half a peanut for 30 seconds.
If you felt like you wanted to eat, you would pray instead.
Right, you would pray...
instead of eating, if you're hungry.
Which I pray... And thank God while I'm eating.
Yeah, exactly.
And she I remember this. Every time I eat a chip, I think about her. Because she's just take a little bit of the chip, you know, and then put it down.
But then
she had this church, and it turned into this kind of psychotic.
Is that her?
Cult.
Yeah.
That's her.
Oh,
cult.
Oh, my.
And that's what happened. Look at that nog. Look at that.
The way up.
They say the bigger her hair got, the crazier she got.
Now, that's just, that's almost like Dr. Seuss hair. That's like the Lorax.
And her husband was the guy who played Tarzan in the live action Tarzan.
Oh, really?
And he is like not a Christian, wasn't really a Christian. No. Like, just, you know, got married to her for kind of fame mm-hmm. purposes.
Yeah.
But he just jumps on, he starts preaching somehow.
Like, yeah. She lies.
Like you do. Like you do.
She looks like.
It's the craziest story.
Well,
it's so crazy.
I just don't. You wonder what was she like that? Because she didn't seem like a nut back.
That's the
in
thing.
The day.
It started good. It was like, and I might have already said this on mm-hmm. when we talked about it, but it is like she started like okay, like she, you know, discipline and like put God before food. That's great. Like, don't make food an idol. Right. And then it was like, you know, like God over everything. And then it was like I am God.
I am Jesus.
So somehow got there. I don't know.
Bring me
how.
The hairspray.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's the hairspray that's just kind of got through the pores.
It's like the Tower of Babel. It's like she's building.
Right,
up to
right.
Him.
Babel hair.
Yeah.
Do you think she used one of these? Do you remember these?
Let's see. Oh, bump it. Oh,
my God. Is this a bump it?
Watch those come back.
You gotta put it
there. Yeah, I know. Yeah. We'll get on the next one.
Ugh. Oh, I remember bump its.
I can't believe we thought that looked good. It's so bad.
Oh, my. That's a deep memory.
It's a deep take, isn't
that
it?
That is coaching grandma's basement right there.
Infomercials are
wasn't,
grandparents'
Wasn't there
basement.
One of the Star Treks, like the enemy aliens had the big thing that shot out of their head, like their head shot? That's what that looks
I
like.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
How to use bump its.
So it's called a bump it.
Yeah. It's called a bump it.
I remember I wanted one so badly, and mom was like, no.
You're not getting a bump it.
Absolutely not.
That's a good call by her.
I definitely got like.
She saved you a few times, didn't
100%.
She? 100%. Because bangs, too?
Yes, yeah, she, well.
I remember the thing. Okay, here was the hairstyle, was a ponytail with a headband.
Yes, that's the one where mom's like, you are not allowed to wear that anymore. Yeah. And I was like, it was the only way I knew how to do my hair. So,
do you know why?
Why I did that?
Because she said that your hair would start to mold.
Oh, yeah.
Because you would just get out of the shower. And
which I don't think that's true.
Well, oh, you mean you have a ponytail every day so it's wet and it molds?
Mom claims that my hair molded.
Okay, this is.
I don't think that's true. maybe for other people, yeah.
This is a question. I don't know if you can think of any off the top of your head, but are there anything that you remember telling us as kids? That was solely just to get us to not do something?
I'm sure there was.
Okay.
I'm sure there was.
Think about it. Because I was thinking about that because I think I was talking to Holland. And I didn't know how to explain to him why he shouldn't be doing something. Mm. So I made up a reason.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
Because there's poison in it.
I was like, there's got to be like at least 90 things that I believe.
Right.
Solely because
yeah,
my
like,
didn't
yeah, there's
want me
poison
to
in it. Now go brush your teeth with that fluoride toothpaste. It's rotting your brain away. The fact is, we don't even know. Yeah. I mean, we didn't. You just do the best you can.
Did you have any rules that you were given as a kid that like now into adulthood, you're still like, I'm not supposed to do that, but you can do whatever you want because you're an adult?
Yeah, like eating like sweets before a certain time or like watching TV before a certain time.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like wrong. It feels wrong.
Yeah. If I wake up and watch TV, I feel like I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Same.
Like I remember I was sick and I've like physically made myself wait before I could like play video games. Cause I wasn't going to get out of the bed all day. Like I knew I was sick. Yeah. But I was like, oh, I should at least try to not play. Cause
until
I'm like,
at least 12.
I was like, maybe I should read a page of a book or something before I can do this.
Cause I remember we were kind of, I was pretty anti Harry Potter.
Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
When that first came out.
Right.
Cause it's like, you guys were little and it's like, well, they're witches. And you know, cause I was trying to find I read the book, a couple of the books and watched the movies and stuff. And it was to me, yeah, that's still kind of weird, but it's also, there was like good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There wasn't like a darkness, so to speak, at least with the first few, you know, like with the heroes, like Batman now, there's a dark side to them.
Yeah.
And they're very dark movies. True. It's like, well, they have good and bad in them. Well, I like the idea of the distinct
stark good and good, evil. Stark bad.
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
That's a good point.
I think about this day all the time. And this is just one of those things because this is when mom was doing like chemo and stuff. But one of the shows we weren't allowed to watch was called Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was a movie
yep.
that came out of Wizards of Waverly Place that was playing on TV. And so we were like, I was like, this is a bit like, we want to watch this movie. Mom can watch this movie. She goes, no, we're not going to do wizard movies. And then I was just like, I was so bummed. But I remember we had already gotten tickets to go see the new Harry Potter movie, the sixth one, which is just like, which is pretty rough. It's not rough, but it's like darker. And I remember like, I was like, mom was like, all right, don't forget your jacket. You know, enjoy Harry Potter. And I remember walking out.
The wizard movie is like on the beach and there's like a family.
It's the Disney Channel original movie where there's like,
maybe that's what the genius was. They just didn't put the word witch in it.
Yeah.
Right? Or warlock.
Yeah.
Just Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the
Goblet of Fire, the Chamber of Secrets.
Of whatever. Go, kids.
Yeah, and then we watched The Half-Blood Prince. And we're like,
that's the
show
one.
The worst show that we, the worst show is iCarly. Drove me nuts.
I remember mom hated that because she's like, there's no parent figures.
No parents. Any adults were idiots.
Yeah.
It's like how these kids are living the life and they know all the answers. And that's what I really couldn't stand.
Yeah, I understand that.
That's
now.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, literally the Myers have only ever watched Little House.
I mean, that's what I did.
That's why they're so awesome.
Waltons.
That's what I grew up watching.
I used to be like, that's so lame. But now I'm like, that's all my kids are watching. So.
Really?
Well, not actually, but
what are the like the Hanrahans? Because they're like the perfect family, our friends. Yeah. So
Disney,
they are perfect.
They're mostly Disney.
Disney, yeah.
Disney,
yeah.
But like old Disney, not new Disney.
Yeah,
I'd like to make that distinction.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted. So, did you hear about that though? The whole Snow White thing.
I know that they postponed the release.
So in the beginning,
fill me in.
So in the beginning, they released like some images. And so it wasn't going to be like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It was like Snow White and the Seven like colorful, wonderful humans or something.
Right.
So it's like all these different races and sizes.
The seven
and
community college students.
It looked like just seven homeless people
it's
walking
show
around.
Again, right?
And people were in absolute outrage.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of backlash with like the actress who's going to be playing Snow White. Mm-hmm. Everyone is like hates her. Because she came out and she was like, it's not going to be like about a guy saving a girl. It's going to be about a woman becoming the boss that she knows she can be.
Right.
It's like all this nonsense. And everyone is like, we're never watching this movie. This is horrible. So they like paused the movie and now they're CGI-ing seven dwarves instead of doing like seven colorful people.
This is them.
So that's what they had.
So there's one small person. Look at that guy. Looks like he's 35, 36.
Seven homeless men and women.
Mm. Yeah. See, that they'll talk all day about, they'll make complaints about, okay, this person isn't like, even for like someone who's physically challenged, they're playing a physically challenged person, but they'll have somebody who's not physically challenged, like Bryan Cranston. He was like a guy who was disabled, wheelchair bound. Yeah. And they were all mad because there wasn't somebody in a, you know. But then you do the seven dwarves, and no, that just, those rules go out the window.
There's a whole...
That's CGI
thing.
Right up there in the left.
That's the new one.
That's what they released after.
Oh my God.
It's like when they redid Cats.
It's like,
yes.
It'll probably be the same.
Can you imagine that meeting though? When they just like, dudes, we're okay.
But then they hired all these people and then like fired all of them.
Well, there you go. They're like, oh, we're going to be in a huge movie.
Right.
Now,
well, there's a huge, there's the biggest was like in like the community, like the little people, the actors, they're like, that's our role.
Are
you kidding
like
me?
We dream
to be one of the seven dwarves. Like, it's like, I was literally created to be this character. Yeah. I'm an actor. So that one day, and like, they were all just so livid because they're like, you not only like did you just completely write a new story and try to market it off of an old story, that's how you're making money.
Yeah.
He's just like, you took
the only role.
Our only role.
That we were like this was like our, you know, this is our super, this is our Superman.
Exactly. Like, yeah, anyways, I just thought that was so funny.
So, and then she came out and just was like, she's not going to be some kind of weak person.
Yeah,
weak
she's
woman
like, it's
who
not going to be about the man. It's going to be about the woman, you know, becoming the leader she knows she can be.
Yeah, because who likes like, a love story? Right. Who likes a, you know.
Oh, that I was thinking about that.
That's a love story between a man and a woman.
There was a whole like breakdown of like movies. I was watching this whole like kind of synopsis of like a good movie has multiple stories. And that's always the thing. And like there's been so many movies that have foregone having other stories, and like it's particularly the love story part, because they're like, oh, you don't need to find love, and those movies are just tanking.
Yeah, they're just because
people are like, I realized how much I'm a sucker for love stories in movies.
Oh yeah,
like I don't care. Like I'm just like I'm always like rooting. I was like, yeah, these like fall in love, like it's awesome, and then they don't, and I'm like,
well, that sucks.
All right, let's watch The Office, I guess. I don't care.
Any disappointing movie gets followed with an episode of The Office.
Every
to clear your brain.
Any disappointing or scary movie.
Yep. You know that show has been, I think it's been streamed like it's in the billions.
It's insane.
Times.
Not surprised. Luke watches it every day.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
It's
comforting.
I was just wondering, how is it? I don't know if you guys feel this. I feel like it's one of those shows that I personally feel like I'm the only one that knows about it.
Yeah.
The Office?
It has that feeling of just like, you see these actors and your stuff like that, like in public, and you're like, oh my gosh, they're from The Office. I bet nobody knows that they're from The Office. And then everyone's like, yeah, that's our entire life is we know. Of course, you know John Krasinski.
That's true. Yeah, it definitely does feel that way.
You're like, or Oscar was in something. I go, he was from The Office. And the whole the room was like, yeah.
Yeah.
We know.
The most popular show.
We all watched it.
It's like, yeah, duh. Feminists, you know, they're tearing down this world, and now we're all going to be drafted into the World War III.
That's
so,
right.
Thanks a lot,
right,
ladies.
Oh, ladies are also going to get drafted.
That's what I'm saying.
Heck yeah. What's up, Liv?
Are you going to go? You're gonna. If there's World War III, are you going
to
go, Libby? I bet you could.
I don't want to
kick some booty.
The saddest thing would be, because I was thinking about this today, would be if like almost everyone close to me is like an 18 plus. Male, so
yeah.
If I don't go, I'll just be sitting at home
knitting,
being an absolute. I would just be a mess. I would be on the floor crying every day. So I'd be like, it'd be better for me to probably go out to war instead of just stay home and sulk. You know,
right?
Because that's just horrible. Both are horrible.
Yeah,
and I do not want to fight for this country. I want to fight for this country, but not for, you know,
this country's
our government
financial endeavors
because they're booty, but
yeah, I think we should work on getting out of whatever $36 trillion of debt. I think we have other fish to fry.
That is actually very exciting. Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. I would be very excited
about
that.
The driveway where you sealed.
I literally would be as an adult now. It's like, that's exciting.
Would you be excited to have a driveway?
Yes. I don't even have a driveway.
We have a little one.
I have a driveway that's the size of a car. So that's
is it gravel or is it actually paved?
It's pavement, but it's turning into gravel, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's crumbly.
It's crumbling. So, love it, though. At least it's something.
So,
anyways, the war. The war.
No, yeah, I think we have enough things to worry about.
Do we think it's going to happen, though? I'm very nervous.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm not.
I need some reassurance.
Don't. It's not going to happen.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I mean, we've kind of been having some wars for a while.
I know. I did. I was praying about it in the car, and I got the verse, there will be wars and rumors of wars, and it gave me peace. So.
Yeah. What's a rumor of war? I think there's going to be a war. Like, have you guys heard that?
I think
I was supposed to tell you. I was supposed to tell you, but
I think this right now technically is a rumor of war.
This would be a rumor.
You guys getting
drafted? It's a very strong rumor.
Yeah. Now, anyways.
You'd think that 2023 we'd be past a lot of that.
You would think
stuff, but just keeps on going.
Here we are.
I think it's just all. I'm really. You know, they talk about conspiracy people and they're like all coming true. It's like with the military industrial complex and stuff. It's like the only way they make money is by using weapons, making them and selling them and shipping them and giving them to other people and causing destruction, which makes all these refugees spread out all over the world and leave their country because theirs has been blown up. So,
yeah,
it's
everything is backwards. It's messed up.
Everything is awesome.
Like,
what do you think?
Oh, I just, it's not, this doesn't strike me as particularly unique.
Maybe not, but.
Because, I mean, in the pattern of like.
I mean, I know the world's always been bad.
Well, I mean, I just like, if you're looking at what the pattern of what the United States has been doing for the past 50, probably more than 50 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
have we ever given this much weaponry or money to evil people?
Really? I mean, didn't we give like $2 billion to Afghanistan?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
been we're just throwing it all over the place. It's just.
That's recent.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean.
It's crazy. It's like, are we not like seeing all this crap?
Mm-hmm.
But hey, be kind.
But hey, that's what I mean. It's
be kind,
like
everyone. Be a good person. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and shut up about
support
it.
Support these people who are wanting to blow these people up because they got blown up by those other people.
Exactly.
Great foreign policy, everybody. Well done. Have a good night.
Anyways, we can move on. I know you have videos.
Did you want to go back to Taylor Swift at all, or is that our main theme today?
Because okay. We
Taylor Swift gets
have
drafted.
Just been really enjoying this week watching cringe videos of Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's absolutely cringy.
Yeah. Well, you know, told me about it before, and I said, I didn't really see that until I saw her at the Kansas City Chiefs games up doing the little handshake with Mahomes' wife.
Yeah.
I was like, this is.
And that's
seem
where
real.
It begins. That's not even. So,
that's
bad.
Just.
It's not.
I think.
It's not.
You realize so quickly. Social media is the best for this. Is you realize like all these celebrities, you're like, they've got to be cool. And they're not.
Yeah.
Well, they're
not
secluded
cool.
from society.
And it's so awesome to see that.
Essentially.
You're like, you're just a bunch of weirdos, dude. This is awesome.
I know. Okay.
So take us through. Just walk.
Take us
on a journey.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to start
with. This is
Luke's
presentation.
Well, so we talked about Luke Bryan last week. In his beer compilation,
fantastic.
And we make fun of it, and we always praise Taylor Swift's writing. Like, wow, she's not the best voice, but she's a good writer.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. That's the first thing that you would say.
Right. But here's my point to
prove. She writes her own songs.
Yeah, she does, and you can tell by this right here.
Bar. So every time Taylor Swift rhymed car with bar.
Okay.
Bar.
In the back seat, drunk on something stronger than the drinks in the bar. I rent a place on Cornelius Street. I sit casually in the car. Never wanted love, just a fancy car. Now I'm waiting by the phone like I'm sitting in a
what?
Yeah, my sadness is contagious.
Sadness is contagious.
I saw your name till someone puts me in a car.
Wow.
Heck yeah. You're welcome.
That was like six.
That's a lot of songs rhyming
that's
bar
awesome.
With car.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I forgot how many good ones I have today.
So many this week.
Did you go mining
just
for videos?
Kept
yeah.
Me these
sometimes
crazy
that's
ones.
What happened to me last week or 2 weeks ago, and I sent a bunch to you. I'm like, everyone was like, "Oh yes,
so good.
Yes."
So here's just another Taylor Swift one of her dancing.
Third floor on the west side, me and you, handsome to a mansion with a view. Do the girls back home touch you like I do?
What?
So that was Napoleon Dynamite, exactly.
She kind of looks like a tall volleyball player.
Yes.
Kind of how they move.
Luke has this really funny joke. Do you want it? Can you
no,
do it?
No, I can't.
Please?
I'll do it later.
Can I do it?
No.
It's so funny.
Okay.
Can I explain it?
No, it's inappropriate.
It's so good though.
Okay, fine. So here's another one. This is Taylor Swift. She's unhinged and dramatic during the Fearless Eras tour.
Oh, she's throwing a chair.
Throwing a chair off the stage. Goes down a pole. Shaking her hair. Oh, wow. Oh, falls to the ground. Okay.
Just the most cringe.
That's such a cute song, too.
Every move is planned, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know that she's got multiple choreographers and
she shakes style. Her hips without shaking her hips, if that makes sense. And I don't know how else to explain it.
But is it a shake or is it?
It's more like a...
Like a dislocation?
It is. Yeah. Like a dislocation. I love it.
And have you seen this thing, the Era Tour? It's going viral on TikTok, so they have it in theaters now, right? So they have Taylor Swift Eras Tour in theaters. And girls will go see this stupid movie in theaters and dance at the front of the theater.
In the front, yeah.
Never beating the cult allegations.
We got to take cameras away from
people. Anyway, if you see it at the beginning, I hate when people talk over. You see those people?
They're just
that's
all
in the front
circle.
Of a movie theater.
Yeah. Yeah. Just dancing.
Dancing, worshiping Taylor Swift.
That's why I believe that she is in terms, you know, like a modern day god or idol.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So let's go back to the formula we were talking about for the, what was her name? Big hair? Mountain hair?
Yeah.
Bump it.
Yes.
You Quinn start Shambling. Getting something going.
Yeah. You're like, this is cute.
This is cute. And then didn't Taylor Swift start making songs about God and stuff like that, like occasionally?
I mean.
And then she's like, what if
I'm God.
Let me test this. What if I did just horrible, like, dance moves? What if I did the worst dance moves? Will people still follow me? And they go, yeah. We'll go to a theater and we'll buy tickets to watch just a video of you.
Yeah, that does seem like...
These people would die for her.
What that was in that movie theater, that's probably what Moses saw when he came down with the Ten Commandments and people are dancing around the golden calf.
Taylor Swift is a golden calf.
I'm not kidding.
That's probably true.
I'm not kidding. That's like...
100%.
Here's the real question. If Taylor Swift, if Taylor Swift went on the news and said, we want you...
That's what I'm saying.
This war.
That is why I think Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are together because they are going to try to sway the youth to do whatever they want them to.
They're like the super American.
And
couple.
The same week, he's doing the Pfizer vaccine commercials.
I'll tell you what. I mean, not to be a conspiracy theorist, but there's my conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, anyways,
it's pretty good.
But she does write her own songs.
She does, right. And she rhymes bar with car a lot. Mm-hmm.
Does she? Does she write her own songs?
Yeah. Have you ever heard Car Bar? It's the best song on the album.
Bar Car's better.
All right, we got some.
I got this for you. This is Darius Rucker. He's in a new song.
Yeah?
Have you heard it?
No.
Okay.
I haven't.
It is what you make it. You can't always live up to expectations. You try to please everybody while you struggle so you fake it. And end up out of balance, compromising situations. As a good man... what he should, man. I'll give everything he has and do everything he could, man. You might find yourself feeling all...
Anyway, that's kind of it, but he's starting to rap. That's a gentle rap.
Yeah.
Wait, where's the
gentle
rap?
It's him. That's
it.
Oh.
I thought maybe just when I heard it, I thought it was cringe. But
what was that? What was it? Just talking about being a good man?
Yeah.
Just...
I don't even know.
I think the more...
Do what you should, man.
All right.
Everything you got.
I'm gonna
give
say
it
that.
Everything, man.
I don't know if I should say it.
And drink a beer.
Yeah, hip hop is Marin music.
No, I know.
Well, I played that for you because I think that Darius Rucker makes good country music.
Country tries to be so cool, and it's so cool. If the coolest country is when it's not. It's just when it's bare bones. Just
Chris Stapleton, baby.
It's just when it just is what it is. But yeah, the whole, you know, a lot of these, like Sam Hunt or whatever his name is, it's all about, you know, it's like that. This is
town, well, place to go, back in the hometown road.
Playing hometown, your mom girl, snapback captain,
get the hometown. Corn and ride the tractor, make it cool, cause I got my girl.
Go down to the county, to the post office, and send a thing to women.
Well, I lock the show, dear, and I drink a beer on my dear stand, and I wear some camouflage, and then I go to the store, and I get some cornbread.
See, have you ever met anybody though? There this I was thinking about this. Have you ever met anybody where they listen to that music, like solely listen to that music, and you're like that's the only thing that you disagree with them on? Because I feel like I disagree with most of those.
That's
those,
deal breaker. These people
are like brothers to me. Like, we are flesh and blood. The only problem is they listen to Sam Hunt. Like, that's the kicker.
But I think that
you know what, that is true, because we do have friends, and that's the only thing I can't get on board with. They're perfect in every other way.
You're like, man, you would be so cool if you listened to better music.
Gosh.
But I do think that, like, Sam Hunt is like, if you like Sam Hunt, then you also like Applebee's, and then you there's a circle.
And then you wear Bass Pro stuff unironically. Mm-hmm. And then you not the hats circle. like the camo stuff.
They should have that like for Christmas gifts, like the Sam Hunt starter kit,
like bring back starter kit, yeah.
Applebee's gift cards,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Home Depot,
Starbucks, like mm-hmm. a Chevy
dirty white
Blazer or something, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorority sticker on the back of your white SUV,
yeah, exactly,
yeah. Yeah, flannel and knee high boots,
right,
yeah.
Big hat.
I was thinking big scarf
and hat,
like some of those. Yeah. Those push-up bars.
I think we're edging too
far. Those push-up bars, because they're all just about the triceps, you know?
That's the spinny ones?
The spinny push-up bars.
I love those things. Yeah. Those are so fun.
Yeah, we know.
What country singer now doesn't have guns? I mean, they've all...
That's a good point.
That's true. Parker McCollum.
Tyler Childers, probably.
Don't get me started on Parker McCollum.
Is he...
Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Let's see a picture. I don't...
Parker McCollum is mega cringe.
Yeah, he was the one when we went to the Morgan Wallen concert where he came out and we thought it was Morgan Wallen going to come out, but it was him.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of upset because I was like ready to see Morgan Wallen. And he just had these massive arms and I was just watching it and Luke was like, this is trash. I'm like, no, give him a chance. Let's hear what he's got to say.
Yeah.
And he said a lot of.
Yeah, he's got some guns.
That's how you play country music.
Yeah, and then he said that.
Yeah, I do that joke on stage now.
I do that joke.
Yeah,
what do you do?
Well, about the country's different. Like, you know, the country concert, and the guy said, yeah, that's some country music right there. Like, no other job. No, doctors don't do that after surgery. That's an appendectomy right there. That's how you take it out. And I go, that's an anesthesiologist. Yeah, he going to sleep through the whole thing. He ain't going to feel nothing. That's how you anesthetize. That's how you numb somebody up.
That's really funny.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it's.
Well, here's the question. I feel like country kind of went huge in the last probably 10 years, like bigger than it's ever been.
Yeah.
Because I remember I went to school and like half the people would listen to country music.
Yeah.
And now I feel like it's everybody. And I feel like most of the people I know will casually listen to country music.
Well, most people listen to everything now.
But like in a way where it's. Kind of like not on the radio, so you can't really judge what's popular based on the radio. You just kind of have to like, it's whatever is like popular on Spotify. And my question is like, looking at like kind of pop music, because this is just the new form of pop music is just pop country. And I wonder like, did you ever feel like at a certain point like pop music just was when or it's not but like when did pop music become a just overdone, like oversaturated. Everything is the same.
Yeah. Well, I know that. Yeah. Oh, hey.
I don't think you can put this on podcast.
I don't know if they can see.
They can't see.
Yeah.
There's a naked baby over here.
He's so cute. No, wait. Get him out of here.
Sweetie. Look at that hair.
Now he's good.
Yeah. Come here, baby. That hair.
Oh!
Just keep it on.
You look
Luke.
Like the Statue of David.
Just keep the camera on. Luke.
Eyes right here, everybody. Eyes right here.
He's so cute, though.
Uh oh! You pulled the cord.
Oops.
Okay, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my favorite stage of when they're kids is when they make sentences but they have no words.
Yes.
I'm the best damn what damn. I'm bad.
It's so cute. Because you know what he's saying, kind of. Mm-hmm. But
it's he's got so, the rhythm. Like, language is all about rhythm.
Yeah, he's trying. He's trying. That's so cute.
Need to supercharge your hiring? You need a super hiring partner. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you matched candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. Finding great talent doesn't have to be a second job. You can hire faster and better with Indeed. With Indeed's matching platform, you'll find who you need. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. So, start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Just go to Indeed.com/Hawkins and support the show by saying you heard about it on this podcast. Indeed.com/Hawkins. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Indeed.
See, radio in back in the day was, there was no video. You didn't really know what the people looked like unless you may have seen them on TV one time or see the album cover. Mm-hmm. So you really didn't, like the first time that MTV came out, it was like in 1981, and I saw Rush, a Rush video, and it blew my mind because I'd never seen him. I'd never seen him move around. I just listened to their music.
That is interesting.
And it was like, there's a song, one of the first video that came out on MTV, it was called Video Killed the Radio Star. That was the first video. So they went, Video Killed the Radio Star. And that's it's almost prophetic.
Wow.
Because, and I've said it as a joke, but ugly people make better music.
Yeah.
And what that means is, it was the sound, it was the songs that were the best. There's so many one-hit wonders out of the 70s and 80s. Mostly, you know, like in the 70s, one-hit wonders. But now, it became a brand. Like when, you know, when this guy Park McCollum or when Morgan Wallen, his next song's going to be a hit, whether it's good or not. It's just going to be a hit because people are going to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happened. When you brought video into it and image and looks and everything, it had to be the looks.
Just became like Hollywood.
Like even think about Mick Jagger or somebody like even Bruce Springsteen or Stevie Wonder, you know, best musicians ever, you know, they're not going to get, you know, they used to make four horrible albums when they first started. The regular would stay with them. Now you gotta
right
out of the gate. Yeah.
True.
So, yeah, but another thing is they really started in the 90s in country, and they'd bring in instrumentation and orchestras, and they'd make these big songs about, you know, they were way overdone,
mm-hmm.
and just going for the heartstrings and going for the, you know, because that's what killed a lot of rock bands. Was like Styx. You've heard of Styx. Styx is they do
like STIX.
The Renegade Who Had It Made. You know, they're a heavy rock band.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they did a song called Babe, which is a total like romantic, what would you call it? Adult contemporary song. You know it's you, babe. And they sold 10 times more records.
Wow.
And then they had to kind of go in that direction, which broke the band up.
Right.
And a lot of bands, you know, they had to, you know, went for the money. Journey was the same way. They were a hard band. And then they did Open Arms, whatever it was. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
I come to you with open arms. And then they did, you know, Don't Stop Believing, which was kind of heavy, but they were doing more ballads. That's the word.
Yeah, ballad.
Doing more ballads. And so it's just the money. That's why they do it, Levi.
Sucks.
I think that's the answer.
That's what sucks.
There was more money in that. It's McDonald's. It's like when Jim Gaffigan talks about McDonald's. It's like, it's not the best food. It's not the most nutritious, whatever. It's just, it tastes good.
Yeah.
This song for 3 minutes tastes good.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's not really,
I was thinking about that. Like, there's so much. I feel like that is the problem. Is there's just so much, and it's so easy to make the same hit over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching the movie, the Queen movie.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody. And it's just like, you know, you hear the songs and you hear that they're insane. And you kind of like, I don't know, I've always just grown up with it. So it's kind of commonplace for those songs to just be wild. And then you watch them kind of make it. And the whole process, they're like, what if we stuck this guy in a room and just sing as high as you possibly can? And then so, like all these kind of like whatever crazy instrumentation, all this kind of whatever, which you really, I don't think you could replicate that song.
Mm-mm.
And I don't think you could replicate a lot of those type of songs. Like a lot of like the really.
You think Bohemian Rhapsody would have been a hit today? Absolutely not.
No.
It's 6 minutes long.
Yeah. It's no, it's just, but like that kind of stuff, you know, where it's just like.
Well, it's like people actually cared about the product they were making.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you can't recreate that song, but I can play four chords in a G scale. And then, like, just add, you know, cars and beer, and I'm good.
Yeah, people will listen, and I'll make money.
Yeah.
Well, that's what stinks. It's with everything. Yeah. It's clothes. It's with music. It's with even buildings. It's like,
yeah,
people are just churning this stuff
out. Once again, you think that people are going to, you know, 40 years from now, they're going to be listening to that couple of those Taylor Swift songs. I don't, you know. But they're like, we're out there working in the garage. And Dreams comes on by Fleetwood Mac.
And that, yeah.
And you're just like,
you chill.
It's just magic. As good as the first time you heard it, if not better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody writes songs like that anymore. Because it was a better song. As we look at naked children running around.
Yeah, Holland just came around and pulled his pants down and ran away.
It's like a Led Zeppelin album cover over here. We have Houses of the Holy in our living room.
They're so cute. Yeah, it's a bummer.
That is a common phrase is all good art has like a poor imitation or something like that. What is it? You heard that?
Mm-mm.
All something along the lines of like all good art or all art has poor copies. Like,
yeah. It's just like well, there it is. Because once something works, that's the template. There's no risk because we make another song that sounds like that. We know it's going to be a hit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's not going to be any different.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll say this about country. There's nothing better to listen to when you're working.
I know. Oh.
When you're doing labor.
Oh, we used
to. Am I right, Brendan? It's true, isn't it?
Yeah, Brendan, you do labor, don't you? He cuts grass, baby.
We used to have the Jeep Wrangler, and when all those doors were off and that top was down and the sun was shining, and I go,
turn on the bull.
I go, Tim McGraw. How we doing?
Where you at, buddy?
How you doing?
How we doing? I would listen to that on. I would listen to that. I would turn the radio on. Like, I'd have, like, Bluetooth. I was like, it's a radio type of day.
Yeah.
I think that music is really, really easy to make for people now. Like, people can make it so easily.
Yeah.
You can just do loops, and you can pull any instrument and get any sample that you want, and you can get whoever to sing on it and whatever. And there's just so much
music. You can legitimately make a hit song in 10 minutes.
Yes.
Like, it's not even hard.
Charlie Puth does it all the time. Yeah, but I think that's true with everything. Like Liv was saying, with clothes and food and there's so much access to so much information and so much material.
Yeah, Spencer was today. We were messing around in Levi's room because he's got it all. It looks like a studio now, which is awesome. And Levi's, you know, Spencer's at the mic and he was doing what did he do? He counted off,
record him 2, 3, 4,
2, 3, 4. You know, and then Levi's trying to come up with a song, and then Spencer, what he typed? Hey, Spence. Oh, can you bring that? Can you bring those lyrics from AI you did? He typed in, what was it? A death metal. Write me a death metal song about a coffee shop or something.
He said, write me a death metal song. So I was like, we got to make it like stupid. Cause I was like, this is a silly song. I was like, what about like write a death metal song about Starbucks being out of oat milk? And so he's like, and then it was like very poetic, like about like milk alternatives and how like all this like vernacular that I was like, this is hilarious. It was like, you know, I mean, I've used it before, but it's just like, and then Spencer's like, he's got to sing in this.
But, see that? I think that's weird. That, I think that's where it's headed. Where we're just going to see AI versions of Taylor Swift doing songs that she never wrote. And it's looks like her doing it, but do you have those?
Yeah. I think that it'll probably only work for like pop, because when you look at this kind of stuff, it's really like structured.
Right. Can you see him on video, like, Brendan?
No.
Wait.
You have to squat in.
Can you see me now?
You guys could share a seat, sit on each other's laps.
Give each other a little smooch.
Yeah, just give a little kiss.
Just give a little hug, a little kiss.
Smooch a little.
It's a little hug, a little kiss.
Just smooch a little.
Just sing into the back.
Wait, can you do some harmonies? Do some harmonies.
Just give him a peck on the cheek.
We're not going to do that.
Two, three, four.
So you, what was this? You typed in, what was it?
If it's, we were trying to come up with a like a death metal song. So I typed it into ChatGPT. And Levi goes, we need like a, like some kind of hook. So then he thought of like my favorite cafe is out of oat milk was one of them. And then the other one was like, let me look at it. It says, write me death metal lyrics about losing the life of my plant baby. That was the second one that we came up with.
Which one did you like best?
They're both pretty good, actually. I think the plant baby one is pretty good because like death metal.
Yeah.
Like someone passing away is usually part of it. So, did you want me to read them? Do you like want me to read?
Yeah, just give
them
us some lyrics like from the plant
Let's
baby
see.
One.
Turn it up. Turn it up. It's actually really throwing me off.
Wait, cut, guys, cut. Wait a second.
Can we take a minute?
It's too fast.
Do you have a Pellegrino? Yeah, so the first verse is, in the silence of my sanctum, weathered leaves have spoken. A life once verdant, now brittle and broken. Nurtured from seed to a flourishing bane, the soil's embrace turns cold as I cradled the slain. So it's like,
it's pretty good.
It's pretty legit.
That's
for like,
beautiful.
I typed in like 10 words and it gave me a full song. The chorus is roots entwined in death's cold grip. Decay takes its claim. My plant baby's demise. I whisper its name. A chlorophyll heart ceases to beat. In this pot of despair, life cycle is complete.
Wow.
It's really good. And the outro. Let me give you the outro.
Okay.
In this garden of sorrow, I stand alone bereft. I sound so dumb. I thought I'd go for it. And then I didn't really like it. Amongst the remnants of life, only silence is left. A caretaker of shadows in a grave of clay. I lay my greenling down as life withers away.
As life withers away.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful.
It really is amazing because it gives me two verses, chorus, bridge, and outro.
Yeah.
Really well written.
Yeah. Really well. Really, yeah, good. I mean, like.
That
it sounds
really
like it's from Tenacious D. Yeah, for sure.
Can you, we were talking about Taylor Swift and how she has like many songs that rhyme car and bar. Can you have AI write a Taylor Swift style song about cars and bars?
Okay, here we go. All right.
It's already written, right?
It's writing currently.
It's
so I just said Taylor Swift style song about cars and bars. Literally exactly what you said.
You want to get, maybe get to Libby too?
Oh, geez.
Can you do a...
I don't want to sing, but...
Please don't make me sing.
Please don't make me sing.
Please don't make me dance.
Don't make me do this. Riding down the coast in a candy apple red. The sun kisses the dashboard. The ocean is ahead. Hair is ripping wild in the freedom that we chase. The road is our story, every turn a new page.
Gosh.
We're chasing the horizon where the asphalt meets the sky. Every stop sign a memory, we're just passing by. In cars and bars, that's where we find our stars. Speeding down the boulevard, chasing broken hearts.
I mean,
with
come on.
The radio up and the night alive. We find our dreams in neon lights from dusk to sunrise.
I mean,
I'll stop there. That was kind of beautiful.
One more time.
I didn't think it was going to be even good. And Luke doing the, yeah, that's crazy. That was perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
And what the if you combine those lyrics with Spencer? With Taylor Swift.
It's that last drive in the morning! Under the summer moon! And we'll sing our dance out of tune and cars and bars and write our memoirs!
Oh my gosh. My ears are bleeding.
Do people like that? I don't understand.
That, I don't get it.
People, I get it.
What is it? Is it just like they just want to feel that like death metal? Anger?
Okay.
Rage?
I do not. Yeah.
Is
please.
That what it is?
Here's the thing. Here's the deal. It's like, and that was my kind of my problem with Christian style music is that, okay, I think that like when I think of Revelation, I think of heavy music. I'm not saying death metal, but it's like when you read the Four Horse, the Apocalypse, Greta and all this kind Fleet, of stuff, and angels with eyes all over its wings. Yeah,
that's
I think
a good point.
I'm thinking more heavy, and this is.
It's well, not going to be like, you're a good
and the angels are throwing lightning bolts at the bad people who rejected you. Thank you, Lord, for the blood that spills and covers the mountaintops. And the devil's thrown down to hell. Down to hell. Down to hell, down to hell, down to hell. Straight down to the fiery lake of hell.
You should have done that into ChatGPT. That was really... That was poor writing.
I really like.
Luckily,
it.
I did.
I know, I'm not as good as ChatGPT.
Luckily, I did it for you already. Write me lyrics about Revelation as if it's written by Greta Van Fleet.
I pack my bags.
And the black smoke rises. Could just say lyrics.
Yeah. Do you have some more videos?
Oh, well, this actually goes into a great segment.
No, it's perfect.
We got
because,
another segment.
No, I got a good one. So, Spencer's. You know how you love cringy videos?
Oh.
This is for you.
My favorite thing.
This is for you.
I got a few.
Explain it.
I got a few. There's not even an explanation needed.
Here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing I've noticed or that I found out about myself because of your show is that cringy Christian videos I do like.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
I got a
cringy
few.
Just like I'm like I'm here to follow my dream and then they're really bad.
Oh yeah.
That's the ones that makes me.
Oh, it's been gone for.
Need to go to a chiropractor afterwards. It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's that you're exactly right. It's
my
the
family
stage.
Says I'm really good.
Yeah, this is my shot.
So your family hates you.
Yep.
Only I love you.
Okay. Yeah. So, these are worship
this,
fails.
This is a worship please, fail. This one right here.
Okay. Thank you.
Just got to look at the screen.
You can go ahead and take a seat.
So the pastor just walks up mid-song and is like, this needs to stop.
Again, I just want to thank you so much for being here.
Wait a second.
Yeah,
So they're singing and he's just like, I need to shut this down.
He didn't like what was going on.
Yeah. All right, you can take a seat.
It's the middle of the first song.
In the middle of the song. They haven't muted.
You can go ahead and take a seat.
Yeah, you know what happened there probably.
No.
That's probably it went on for like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah he's like, just like, enough is enough.
And he's like, right. We're just going to do this. Yeah. You know, we probably have 3 minutes or whatever.
No
and they
way.
Went probably 15.
What is the, what is the hierarchy there? Is the pastor is probably over the...
Yeah.
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 The real pasty white guy with glasses. Yeah. He's the top dog.
All right.
He's the only
right.
one able to be like, we've done enough.
This is real bad.
He walks out. We get it. Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
We get it.
Okay. I've had like 10 people send me this video.
It's what's pretty
this?
Good.
Wait
so this is, this is another church video. You know how we did the Buzz Lightyear one?
That was one of the best videos.
You found more?
Yeah, there's more. It found me.
Mr. Potato Head as Trump.
This is the Avengers version.
Oh,
okay, wait. What does it say there, though? It says Loki
crucifies Iron Man in church Easter production of the Avengers.
Okay.
Why Iron Man?
This is Loki singing.
What happened to his other horn?
And his horn broke off.
But I get up again. Never gonna keep
Iron
me down.
Man singing this
on the cross, which is an iron bar.
This is so horrible.
I can't seem to get his foot loose. Oh, is
wonder
he
what
moving?
They're going to
sing. Yeah, I know.
How is this possible?
I am Iron Man.
I knew it.
people have jobs.
This is their job.
This looks like a huge church.
I've been working so hard. I'm punching my car.
They practiced
You're
that.
Welcome.
They so practiced he went that. Into, what was the song before? The when he was putting Iron Man on a steel cross.
I don't even know.
And it went into
so much
Footloose.
Is going on.
What? Okay. What actually? My issue
how,
is
who approved this.
Yeah, exactly. That's my issue. Is like this was practice, and they're like, oh yeah.
I think
that's
this
real
is gonna
good.
Get some people.
I'm
saved,
considering.
Sure.
I'm considering leaving the Protestant church. I need to go to something more orthodox.
I think just Catholic is good.
I think I'm
the Catholic. I leave a few things out. I'm Catholic.
I think
now.
I was wrong. I was wrong. If they will have me, yeah. I really want to go.
Oh, man.
And
it's
give it another
bad,
shot.
Dude, it's real bad.
All right,
what
we got another
is
one.
This is good. So I don't even need it. Just, I got to watch this.
I turn it down. The pastor is hanging from the ceiling, essentially.
The pastor's on a zip line.
Yeah. Low budget zip line.
There's maybe 10 people
real
in the crowd.
Real low budget. Oh, my. Oh, no.
His feet are touching the people.
No.
They can't un...
Yo.
Okay. Huh? That's the shortest zip line I've ever seen.
That
was 10
like,
feet.
It was not.
That was barely 10 feet of
it
zip line.
It was 10 feet tall.
It's like you're having church
long.
In a school.
Did they not practice that before?
I think this might be a practice. I don't see a lot of people there.
Maybe
that's this is church.
Yeah.
And I like how all the lights are on.
Is that girl holding a saxophone in the audience?
That's her
like,
finger.
No, that's a kid.
What?
I don't know.
What? I don't have my glasses, so it looks like a saxophone.
What?
No, that's a child's head.
It's so
dude,
good.
There's
yeah.
a lot of...
This is this. I mean, we can watch these all night.
No, I know.
But this is the issue when you are too loving to tell people that they're being dumb. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the...
It's a bad song,
this is the
PT.
Bad part
I
of
think,
being
I think
too loving.
The unpardonable sin is gone from, you know, rejecting Christ to
right.
telling someone
to
who's horrible that
Iron
they're
Man
horrible.
Jesus.
That yeah. they're not.
Iron Man Jesus.
Yeah.
You're right, though.
I think it's changed.
You're very right.
It's no one. Yeah. That's the
all
new
right,
unpardonable
we're writing
sin.
A new Bible.
No, look at the footnotes. Look at the footnotes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, please.
All right.
Shall I continue?
This is called 90s Women's Conferences Were Wild.
Oh, is this a Christian comedian lady? I think, did I send this to you? Bad Girls of the Bible.
It's Curtis Higgs here inviting you to spend the next hour with us laughing and learning about those bad girls of the Bible. And I am convinced it was not an apple or a pomegranate hanging on that tree. No, baby, it was Godiva chocolate. I guarantee. The first words out of this woman's mouth. Come to bed with me. I left my heart
oh, no.
in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yo. She thinks she's so
say,
funny, dude.
Fornicator!
All right,
no,
change your mind.
I'll be perfectly honest. I'm
fornicator!
Fetish level with baby's feet.
Can we back that up one second, please? Yo, huh?
What is happening?
This seems like
this
everyone's
has to be
punched.
Alex Jones' mom.
That's really good. I was gonna say Jiminy Glick's mom.
What was that say?
Yes.
Her
yes.
series of Bad Girls 100%. Of the Bible makes the Bible come alive and interesting.
Nah.
Oh, bless. No.
Nope.
Bless her.
Oh man.
Women shouldn't even be taught how to read.
Because then they're going to want to vote.
This is an obvious reason why. Prove me wrong.
So
you should go to college campuses.
I'll wait.
Women should
wait.
Not be able to read. Prove yeah. me wrong.
I didn't think you'd be able to read the sign. Crap. Oh, no.
What else you got?
Oh, my goodness.
What else you got? Please. Please continue.
I love it. What does it say? Liberal church. We want to meet them where they're at. Also them. We're going to have a Beyonce mass all and call God she.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
This one's not good.
This is bad.
Okay.
Liberal Lutheran churches seminary.
Need to go down. She looked out over the world and said, it is good.
Okay.
So we don't do Frozen Chosen here. This is not your grandma's church. Sing as loud as you can. Dance, clap, love, live, understand this worship. You are welcome here.
Now that you're out of my life, I'm so much better. Thought that I'll be weak without you, but I'm stronger. Thought that I'll be broke without you, but I'm richer. Thought that I'll be sad.
This is just a cover band.
What?
Yeah. Because I remember, you know, John the Baptist used to say that, hey, it's about you.
It's what you want.
It's what you want and you're comfortable you with. That's what it's all about.
Whatever parts of the Bible you like.
Gee, we're doing them. This ain't your grandma's church, you know, where they were moral and and had
and listened to what the Bible said.
Yeah, and had one sexual partner for life. And, you know, and had children. And grandchildren and
jobs
and jobs and commitment. Dude. We ain't like your grandma's church. Yeah.
And you know, you remember,
we aren't selfless like your dumb grandma.
You remember grandma who I don't know was always there when you needed her. Yeah. We're not like grandma's.
Oh my
church.
Gosh. 2, 3, 4.
Something matters in
so take all your clothes off. And
who run the world, girls?
Yes, and let's
dang.
Worship our wonderful woman god.
That's so rough.
Because this ain't like your grandma's church.
That is so rough.
This is heresy.
Not like, yeah.
2, 3, 4. It's like, what is...
Man,
why are we always just dissing on our grandparents? This ain't your grandparents.
Well, because someone got their feelings hurt and then decided that they needed to tailor the Bible to make their feelings not be hurt.
Yeah,
so that's not called Christianity.
That's called
the Shanga.
Yeah, it's
so if you don't like what the Bible says.
Yeah,
start your own church and make your own rules up.
That's what happens.
That's why I listened to King Henry VIII. Created the Church of England so he could divorce his wives and kill them and be like, it's cool, it's fine. My God loves it. My God's done it.
This ain't like my ex-wife's church who I chopped her head off. It ain't like that church.
Oh. Prude.
No.
He sings Beyonce.
You get tired of your wife here, she gets the stanky boot, the way the good Lord, the lady Lord that we serve intended.
Gosh.
Goodness gracious.
Please.
This
please
ain't like Jesus' church. This ain't like the body of Christ, that old stinking
lame
pile of garbage.
Bag of bones.
Lame. You know. That whole salvation crap.
Oh my gosh.
That is rough.
My goodness.
More.
Yo, let's do we had time for.
Is that all we got?
I don't care. We're going to do another hour. I just popped in.
I got one more.
He does have one more.
Do you like this one?
Okay, this is
this
it says
one's pretty interesting.
What's it say, Libby?
Okay, if it's not good enough, then
it's
I don't
know. POV when you meet your real family at a wedding.
It's just the worst. This is the worst.
This is at a wedding and she's singing.
She's really good.
Okay, can I stop real quick?
Yeah.
I went to a wedding where the bride sang her vows.
Nope.
A cappella.
No. Nope.
It's kind of nice.
I'm just gonna let
is there video of this wedding?
Okay. That's I think that's one of the four spiritual laws is that if you sing at your own wedding, you're gonna get a divorce. It's gonna.
Oh boy!
You might be on track with that.
Maybe
one.
Want to take that one.
Hey,
back,
look, this,
brother.
Maybe
this
you're right.
This ain't your grandma's podcast.
Yeah. That's the name of the episode.
You know where people respect
Market.
One another. And
this ain't your grandma's podcast. Yeah, it's funny you say that. Play the video. Very good point, Tim. Play the video.
Yeah. Mute his mic. She's like singing in a corner, kind of.
She's really good.
Oh my gosh, she's good.
But look at the people in the audience.
I don't have my glasses.
Ugh.
They're like very like not impressed. Yeah. They're like, please stop singing.
Was she just singing off the cuff?
But you know what? Now that I'm watching it a second time, I wonder if she was doing like a set and this was like one of
like
this
a hired
was like
person.
One of like seven songs she had been doing, and they're just kind of like,
it's just
all right.
Not good.
That would be
this
funny.
Is this song's good. She's
here's
good.
My thing. Yes, definitely. She also could be hired, like to sing at the
well,
reception.
Yeah. That's what I'm
I know
thinking.
It does say meet your family, but that's just a caption. I don't know if that's true. I don't have my glasses either, so.
Yeah. But that proves the point that it's all about the venue, about.
She don't what, have. Yes.
Like Billy Joel. Says, Billy says, Joel playing at a bar is just a guy playing at a bar.
Yeah.
It's all about lighting and audience and context. And yeah, I've done gigs like that where, why did you have me here?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
Well, people are just eating.
They're eating their cheesecake.
Well, I don't even know if these people like it.
I'm going to go with the first comment. Child, she don't have the right audience. This would have went.
Yeah.
Please scroll down. This would have went so different with a different crowd because she ate.
What does that
you
mean?
You really need to
I see fire. Fire emoji.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But
like and subscribe. Follow me.
Yeah. Like this video.
Follow us on Patreon.
And don't sing your vows if you're getting married.
But if you
want to end the marriage.
Please send us a video of that.
Please send us the video.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. Let's call it.
Womp, 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 womp.
That's all right.
Let's call the show.
Let's call it a day.
Right.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.